Big city mayors have made no secret of their tensions with President Trump. They hit back when he criticizes them, or they go after the president with lawsuits. But they also have to be careful, because many of those same cities rely on federal aid. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
President Trump has always painted a grim picture of urban life in America, and his recent comments about the homeless in California hurting the prestige of Los Angeles and San Francisco raised plenty of hackles. Daryl Steinberg is the chairman of the state's Commission on Homelessness. He called the president's comments hypocritical.
This is a president who is calling for the elimination of the Community Development Block Grant Program, which is a primary source of funding for affordable housing.
Steinberg, who is also the mayor of Sacramento, signed a letter on behalf of California's big cities, along with California Governor Gavin Newsom. It asked the president to increase housing vouchers for low-income residents by the thousands. Steinberg says it's time for any adversarial relationship between cities and the Trump administration to end.
When it comes to homelessness, there's only one thing that matters, and that is bringing as many people under a roof as possible and helping them reclaim their lives.
Homelessness, though, is just one issue where the president's been on the attack. He also disparaged big cities led by Democrats for a variety of other problems. He blasted Baltimore recently for its economic and crime problems. He's been particularly harsh in condemning so-called sanctuary cities for putting limits on cooperating with ICE, the country's immigration agency. Trump tried to block some of those cities from receiving Department of Justice funds used to hire police officers. He lost that battle in court.
Obviously, we need help from the federal government.
Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago, one of the cities Trump has criticized and targeted.
But we're not going to compromise our values in pursuit of federal dollars.
And Lightfoot says the president loses nothing by attacking cities.
Because he's not going to get any votes out of large urban centers like the city of Chicago. Some, but nothing that's actually going to profit him.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, federal money helped fund a bus expansion program. Mayor Tim Keller says the city has a nearly $1 billion budget, and while appreciative of federal funds, they make up a small percentage.
We're talking about less than 0.01% of our budget, so we're not worried about that funding.
Keller says the city can get those dollars elsewhere.
But also we believe in the rule of law, and that's why we've joined the lawsuits with the Conference of Mayors to resist against the president trying to leverage funding for things like equipment for our law enforcement folks in exchange for immigration policy.
While the relationship between the president and big cities remains in some instances adversarial, the head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Brian Barnett, mayor of Rochester Hills, Michigan, says the goal is to actually be partners with the president.
Our first posture is always to collaborate, work together, and, you know, find a shared success. But, you know, if need be, we will make sure that our voices are heard and that we're representing the people that live in our cities.
No rapprochement is likely anytime soon. More than two dozen cities and states are joining California and suing the Trump administration over rolling back emission standards. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.